Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Praying Friar Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Praying Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from Middletown, New York. And today we are getting into the fourth dwelling place of the interior castle. Fourth week of Lent, fourth dwelling place. Sounds good to me, doesn't it? So this is a three-chapter portion of the book, you know, so three chapters making it up. And she introduces some very important terms. So the first three dwelling places are very aesthetical. You know, we're doing a lot of things, movements of life, detachments from sin, etc. Now we're getting closer to the center of the castle. So closer and closer to our Lord, who is calling us to himself. And it's in this chapter we hear about the prayer of recollection, which it's near the end of the dwelling. It's in the third chapter of the fourth dwelling. And to get to there, we need to understand two important concepts that she has both in this first chapter and in the second chapter. She keeps going back to it, and they're very important. In Spanish, they're contentos y gustos. Translated into Spanish, consolations and delights. I'm using Father Kavanaugh's translation and text. Kieran Kavanaugh, very important Carmelite scholar. And I use his notes and et cetera. So this is the second edition, study edition that I am using. So consolations or contentos originate, you know, they're experiences that we have in our relationship with God. And they're on the positive aspect, not in terms of you know, being deprived, sort of desolations, but these contentos. And she, you know, coins these terms herself that she says in these in this first chapter, I should say. And consolations, they originate in work that has begun, spiritually speaking, with the person. So, you know, they arise out of our moments of meditation that we have undertaken, you know, maybe meditating on certain lives of saints or on certain gospel passages or portions of scripture. And they originate in our endeavor. Of course, they're always really originating in things that are obviously pertaining to God. That's a very important caveat. They can, of course, come from earthly things. They can come from divine things. But they all have some reference into us as their originator, per se. And within these moments of meditation, I'm just going to lean onto that word a little heavy here to help us to keep a strong foundation in terms of these moments of consolations, these contentos that she says, we have a joyful experience from God. You know, in these joyful experience, you know, they begin in sort of our human nature, from our human endeavors, what we've been doing, and they bring us to, and their focus, of course, is God. But they started with our point of meditation, for example. You know, and when we have these sort of experiences, she talks about them as a consolation, or in the Spanish, I should say, contentos. You know, there's an act of being content in what we have received because, of course, they're bringing us, you know, to God. So very, very important term, very, very important. She will go back to this regularly throughout this dwelling place. And if memory serves, you know, she'll be using this sort of language in other places too. And then we go into gustos or delights, sometimes translated spiritual delights. And these begin in God. They don't begin from our endeavors. They begin in God. And we feel in our human nature, and we enjoy these things much more deeply than consolations. And they didn't arise really from any, sort of endeavor that we are going through. There just seemed to be, free, gratuitous gift of God for those that are, sort of open to receiving from him. And one of the characteristics of these spiritual lights is an expansion of our heart. Our heart becomes expanded to receive our Lord, the one who loves us more and more, and to receive the good things that we have in our life. So these are very important terms and form of this fourth dwelling. They're important to understand because they can also be a means of a falling short in the spiritual life too, because we'll become, people can become too rooted in these sort of things, and we can become fixated on these consolations, more so consolations, because they have that aspect of originating in us from our moments of meditation. So, these consolations, we just have to be, always have to be aware. Yes, they're originating from something that we have undergone, meditations, as I keep saying. And God, of course, is doing something through that to aid us in our journey towards him. But we can begin to fall short and become addicted to those contentos. And obviously, in further dwelling places, those things are not going to be happening as much. Although spiritual delights, maybe since they originate in God, they have a sort of different, spectrum, a different course, spiritually speaking. But these are two very important terms now that we're moving from the aesthetical to a much more spiritual, from a purgative to a much more illuminative as we go to unitive, sort of the trifold way of understanding sort of the spiritual movement. The purgative being, needing to purgate, to cleanse our souls, gain freedom in this regard from things that are binding us, attachments. Now we're getting to the illuminative, where we're going deeper, where we can begin to see what's going on in our life and how the Lord is working in our life, and be able to see glimpses of him in our life. And of course, I don't mean seeing like the literal sense, but yeah. So before I get babbling, get off course on another topic, two important terms, this contentos and gustos, this consolation, spiritual light, as we get into the fourth dwelling place. And this will be, if you read the interior castles, this will be something that will come up in all three chapters that make up the fourth dwelling place. But you also hear about a little bit more in the fifth chapter. And as we continue along a little bit more and some of the issues that come along with these sort of things. Okay. I hope this helps you today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here, please make sure to click that subscribe button and leave a little review. It really does help other people find me. And if you want to have more of my content, you can go over to my website, The Frank Fryer, and see articles I've written. You can see videos I've done, little memes I have there for people in terms of common life sayings that they can keep on their computer screens and etc. You can also email me through my website, allthis@thefrankfryer.com. Thank you very much for your time today. I know that I'll be praying for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.